It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Boy, don't be doing that. Let's talk to Howard Eskin. As he joins us today, and he's brought to us by Delaware Valley BMW Centers, with an awful lot going on these days. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. Hold on for a second. I'm finishing ordering breakfast. I was waiting for you.
I was a little late. So I wanted to get to you, Howard, but there's also Bryce Harper. I mean, I got to serve the 8 o'clock audience, and it's like Howard Eskin or two pieces audio of Bryce Harper, and I went with Bryce Harper.
You just acknowledged that the sound was really not enthralling.
Yeah, but it riled me up, so you know there's a purpose in there.
All right. Well, okay. So
what is going on with Bryce and the Phillies, Howard? Okay, what do you make of it?
Let me just deal with a couple of things here that you've said.
Okay.
Number one, I don't believe at all in one little way it's the contract. He's got what 7 years left. I mean, please spare me with the contract. All right, and there's no way he was going to get a contract. That was Scott Boras who signed him to a bad deal. It was too long because he wanted to be the highest paid player in baseball. It was for 5 minutes until Trout signed. But that's the reality. It has nothing to do with the contract. It has all to do with Bryce Harper. He's not playing well. Here's something he told me, and it wasn't this year. It was last year. When they outlawed the shift, I guess it was before this, whenever it was.
Years ago, I think.
Okay, yeah. All right. They outlawed the shift. I says, does that, make it better for you? He says, no. I said, what do you mean, no? He says, if I hit a ground ball, and think about all the balls he's hit when he has hit them, if I hit a ground ball to the right side, that's not a good swing. So, I know when he hits a ground ball to the right side, in his opinion, based on the way he feels he should be hitting, that is not a good swing. That's words from Bryce Harper when I asked him about the shift. So, and right now he just doesn't feel he's swinging well. And watch when he hits. When he hits, if he hits a ground ball to the right side, it really is not a good swing. So let's deal with that issue. So it's not the contract. It's not that. It's just he's just not getting it done.
Well, that's the main thing. I mean, clearly right now he's not getting it done. We get that. I mean, I think with the contract thing, Howard, when you referenced Scott Boras and you said, that's Scott Boras, I hope we can agree on this. Boras would not go public without Bryce Harper authorizing it, correct?
No.
Oh, I disagree.
I disagree with that.
That would be tremendous dereliction of duty by
Boras. Works for Scott Boras?
I don't buy that.
Or Scott Boras works for Bryce Harper?
Wait a minute. Bryce Harper works for Scott Boras. How many times has he urged the Phillies to sign a Boras player?
Yeah, but that's so helping his team that he believes that's the player.
No, it's helping Boras. And he partnered up with Boras when Boras was really the issue behind the contract. And Bryce Harper just being a nice guy, and I guess they're good friends as well as his agent. No, I think it's Boras and Bryce Harper wanted the ego of being the highest paid player. So yeah, okay, yeah, let's do what was it, 13 years? Let's do 13 years, which was it's ridiculous anyway. But it got to be the highest number because John Middleton was not going to pay him the number without the years, because Middleton figured, what the heck? At the end of that, what's the difference? But I'm telling you, when I was in spring training this year, when it came up, and I'm not going to say who it came up from, he says, wait a minute, does anybody realize how old he's going to be in his last 4 years of the contract?
Yeah, I mean, 39 at the end. It's pretty incredible. I mean, into his 40s if they extended it.
So, the indication was there was no way. They wasn't even thinking about an extension.
But he still asked.
I'm telling you, it's because of Scott Boras. Okay. You don't know how.
All right, Howard, let's get
guys
to the birds here for a sec. So
let me just deal with one thing for the Phillies. And I know I've mentioned it. I don't like the lineup. I don't like the way it is. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same things over and over again and getting the same results. So if you're not going to
Austin Hayes in the two spot isn't the same thing.
Well, yeah, that's because he sat, guys. That's because when you have your regular lineup in there, I want Speed at the top. Just do something. Just do something. And not when you sit, guys. You got to change things up. And I like Rob Thompson, and I think he's done a good job. But the panders is probably the wrong word. But he kind of bends to the side of, well, I don't want to upset them. I don't want to take Schwarber out of one. I don't want to move Harper. You know what? You do what you have to do. They're, 20 and 24 over the last 44 games. That is not good.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, Howard, to the Birds. So you and I have been pretty aligned in the offseason, further back in the offseason, concerns about Jalen. Have you been impressed with his training camp? I mean, he's getting some pretty big reviews. Are you seeing an improved Jalen Hurts?
Well, when he completes passes, you know you're not going to get hit.
Scoffing at this new look, Jalen.
We got a grain of salt here, John.
I'm not scoffing at it. I think his accuracy is very good. That's what I look. Here's what I look for. I don't look for the pass completions. That's just nonsense. It's just like,
well, it is a completely new offense, though. He said was 95% new, and now he's out there making it look like he's completely fluent in it.
John,
that's a pretty good step.
Passes. A lot of them, at least 50% of them, are little short passes.
Okay, that's the West Coast offense. Joe Montana for that?
But you don't have a rush, John. You don't have a rush.
You don't have the real rush. So you're not actually going to be sacked.
But here's what I look for. I look for his accuracy, and his accuracy, I thought, has been very good. I look for the receivers to catch the ball in traffic. And I've seen some receivers, you know, obviously we know A.J. Brown's going to do it. For the most part, Devontae Smith is going to do it. I think I always forget his last name.
Paris Campbell.
Yeah. Paris Campbell, I've seen a couple of those with him. I've seen it with receivers. That's what I look for. But I looked for his accuracy. I don't care about the completions, but I think he's done a good job with that. Now, we don't know. We, the media or the fans that are out there watching, don't know if he made the right read or the receiver made the right read himself. The only people that know that are the coaches, and they look at the tapes after practice and see, okay, this was right. So we don't know that. All right, did he miss a read? Knowing you're not going to get hit, you can run around back there. But I do think he's played well. There's no question.
Good.
I think he's played well.
That's great.
And I want to correct John on this kickoff rule. I think this is the most fun we're going to have watching a preseason game, but I don't think the Eagles are going to show you pretty much what they're going to do. There's some ideas. Do you have two returners? Do you have one returner? This is what does the kicker angle the kick? But John, what you said is you don't want Jake Elliott involved in tackles.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, yeah.
Well, you indicated that maybe they would say go score the touchdown, and I think that's crazy.
No, he can't cross the 50-yard line. In the rule, the way it's set up, the kicker cannot cross the 50-yard line.
So he's still last line of defense, but on the other side of the field. I got
this. This is going to be exciting because there's going to be a lot of run backs, and I think there's going to be a point, it may be a point, where the kicker kicks the ball in the end zone and says, hey, just bring it out to the 30.
Yep.
And the NFL has the right to change the rule at the end of preseason to move it to the 35 if they see too many kickoffs into the end zone.
Wow.
Here's another quirky thing. If there's wind and, you know, somebody has to hold the ball, there's a 12th player that goes on the field.
Yep.
It's crazy.
No, yeah, I know. All right, Howard, last thing quickly, if we can.
Sure.
For the listeners who are going to be heading down to the link tonight, and obviously many thousands will be down there for the Eagles open practice, What's on tap for what fans will see tonight with the Eagles practice?
Well, they'll see a lot of open offense, but here's what the Eagles have to be careful of. You won't see a lot of the new plays that we haven't seen because they worry about people taping it.
Makes sense.
See, at practice, they cut it off. There's all right, no more cameras, and if they see somebody holding up a phone, they shut them down. But at the link,
can't do it. Yep.
You can't do that. So you're going to see a lot of wide open offensive plays, which I think will be fun for the fans. See, that's going to be kind of cool. So you'll see that. I don't know what you're going to see with special teams, but I'm telling you right now, they're not going to show, even in the exhibition games, pretty much what they're going to do on the kickoffs. But so we'll see a lot of wide open, you know,
yep.
crazy plays for the fans.
And some interviews, so right? Some guys will be interviewed and entertain the crowd and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Right. Yeah, right. So that'll all be good. So hopefully I corrected some of the things that you guys say, which is what I do with you guys.
All right, Howard, stay well. Thank you, Howard.
All right, see you.
All right, there he is, Howard asking. Hey, coming
Howard
up.
Asked, like, that 12th man rule is a new rule.
Well, I didn't hear about it until this week.
Been. Oh, it's always been.
If
you can't kick the ball because it's falling
no,
off
that
the
guy
tee.
Would run
no,
down.
No, a guy would run down. It was that a guy on down, the John. Line.
What do you mean that guy would
it was
run down?
It was one of the 11.
One of the 11 would be the guy holding the ball.
Holding the ball. It would be like the guy next to him or whatever. Yeah. Now you can bring someone off the sideline to hold it.
And then he runs off the field.
I'm pretty sure you could do that.
No. They just announced it. It's a brand new rule. They announced
really?
It as a new
yeah.
rule. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that was just a practice thing that I assumed we could do in a game.
It's good that Howard then did. That's funny.